Right. Who's ready for another cocktail?
Yes, please. Whatever that last one was, it was incredible.
That was a Bartesian margarita. Bright, smooth, perfectly balanced. You'd swear it came from a bar.
That came from the Bartesian cocktail maker?
Yep. Pop in a capsule, press a button, and boom. Bar quality cocktails at home. My friend swore by it, so I finally got one.
I tried the Old Fashioned earlier. Honestly, it's the best I've had outside an actual bar.
Right? Over 60 craft cocktail options, ready in under 30 seconds.
And Bartesian's running their biggest holiday deal. Up to $150 off cocktail makers right now.
Wait, up to $150? That's huge.
Exactly. Holiday hosting just got way easier.
Make your holiday gatherings unforgettable with Bartesian, the cocktail maker that crafts smooth bar quality drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. The biggest savings of the year end December 2nd. Don't miss out. Order now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabay Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabay sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off. Plus, free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our special M19 preview episode for Lords of Limited here. This is going to be a shorter segment to go over our M19 preview cards because we were scheduled to release them later in the week. My name is Ben Warney. I'm one of your hosts, and joining me on the line is Ethan Sachs. Ethan, we got some spicy previews to do here today.
Let's get to it. I don't want to mess around. I don't want to hear how your week has been. I just want to talk about these cards. What do we got coming up first?
Before we get rolling on these cards, we want to say thank you to Wizards of the Coast for allowing us to preview these cards and for giving us this free preview content. So thank you very much, Wizards of the Coast, and let's get into it. First, we have an uncommon from each color. So our first black uncommon is Rise from the Grave. This is a reprint. It's 4 and a black for a sorcery. Put target creature card from a graveyard onto the battlefield under your control. That creature is a black zombie in addition to its other colors and types. So of note, you can get it from any graveyard.
So it's basically the Eldest Reborn?
Not quite as good as
the Eldest Reborn, right?
No. But it is good. It's a powerful effect, especially if you've got some good removal in your deck. I think this card's, you know, generally a good include in your deck.
Yeah, and it's splashable. We don't know what the fixing looks like in the set, and the full spoiler's not out. Not that you generally splash for a card like this, just because it usually goes so well with black, with removal, as you said, but I remember thinking this card was fairly powerful in previous core sets, though it does require a bit of setup.
Yeah, I think it's like C+, B- territory, probably.
Yeah, I doubt that there's like going to be a lot of self-mill in the format, but like this definitely goes up if you have ways to get cards in your graveyard other than just creature combat or removal. But if you can, it's very powerful.
Absolutely.
Next up, we've got our green uncommon, which is Vigilant Baeloth. This is 3 green for a 5/5 beast, and it has vigilance.
That is a big boy.
5 mana, 5/5. This is charging Monstrosaur all over again, right?
Also not true.
No?
No, not true. But, I mean, 5/5 vigilance, it depends on how big the other creatures are in the format, but 5/5 vigilance is big. If your opponent can't profitably block or attack into this, I mean, it's going to be a real house.
We need some, so remember there was like the 5 mana 4/4 vigilant reach that was like Sarah Spider.
I do remember that vaguely. Yeah.
We need to come up with a good nickname for this guy.
Tamed Kavu.
Tamed Kavu. Oh yes. He got there. Okay, great. Done. That was, you just came up with that right now.
I did on the spot.
That was great. Tamed Kavu. That is.
Doesn't have trample.
This is like, well, this is probably a B-. This is going to be just bigger than everything on the battlefield, probably.
I don't know. With how disappointed I've been with Untamed Kavu, I'm thinking C+ for this guy.
All right. That's fair.
Next up, our red uncommon, we've got Siegebreaker Giant. This is 3 red for a 6/3 giant warrior with trample. and has the activated ability 3 and a red. Target creature can't block this turn. That is a card I'm excited about.
This is Charging Monstrosaur.
I think this is maybe like more close to that than the other comparisons you've drawn.
Yeah, I mean, this is big.
Yeah, it's big and it can affect things blocking it. So your opponent's going to be obliged to leave back two creatures if they want to block this, which is very good. I mean, and then you don't have to activate it. So your opponent, this forces your opponent to leave two creatures back without you having to spend 4 mana to force it to attack.
Obliged? You're so polite. These are going to be the politest games of Magic. I feel obliged to leave back some blockers. But yeah, you're totally right. This makes combat a nightmare. In some ways, because like they have to leaf back multiple things. And if you are able to double spell, I think this will really not only depend based on being able to like do something and activate this on how cheap and good the removal is, because that's also going to affect how easy it is to kill this thing with only 3 toughness. That's not a good blocker on turn 5. I'm going to tell you that much.
No, this definitely wants to be attacking, and I think we'll definitely go up in value if there's cheap removal too, because then if your opponent leaves back 2 blockers, you know, and you can spend a 2 mana removal spell to get one of the blockers they left back out of the way and activate and really punish them. This is going to be very format dependent, I think, how powerful this one is.
I'm going to go, I mean, preliminarily, I'm going to ease up on the grade, probably go like C+.
I'm going to go B-.
Next up, I'm pretty thankful that this is here and not in Bolas's clutches. This is our blue uncommon, the mind control effect of the format. This is a reprint, Switcheroo, 4 and a blue for a sorcery, and you exchange control of 2 target creatures. So you give your opponent a creature and you get one of theirs. This card, I think people were like pretty down on in I think it was in a core set, maybe even it was in Origins, I think. And it was pretty good if you had like little 1/1s floating around, if there are going to be any token makers. We already know that there's a 3 mana 1/1 artifact that when it ETBs, you draw a card. So like this is that's a great fodder for Switcheroo to be able to like say, well, I already got my value off of this creature and now you can have it and I take your best thing. Like it's a control magic with setup. So if you have no creatures, it does nothing, but it's, I think, better than you think it is.
I agree. I remember thinking this card was not going to be good, and I remember it overperforming. I mean, it does have setup cost, but if you pay the cost, control magic is a very, very, very powerful effect. I think this card's going to be strong. I don't think it's going to go in every deck, but if your deck wants it, I think it's going to be a great card in your deck.
For sure. Yeah. It's probably going to be like a B+, A-, something like that.
That seems a bit of a stretch. I mean, maybe if you have the perfect deck for it, but...
All right. B.
That seems a little overzealous. I'm going to go B minus. Yeah, I accept a B. I'm still going to go B-. I'm going to hedge a little bit. Our white uncommon here is called Hieromancer's Cage. This is 3 and a white for an enchantment. When Hieromancer's Cage enters the battlefield, exile target non-land permanent and opponent controls until Hieromancer's Cage leaves the battlefield.
Okay. Now I have a good analogy. This is like Cast Down, but without Flash. Or Cast Out. Which is the one?
Cast Out without cycling, right?
Oh, and without cycling. Never mind, this card's terrible. It's unplayable. We've never seen a card like this in the history of Magic.
No, this card's gonna be great. It's gonna be rock solid. You're gonna play it, you're gonna pick it highly. It's probably gonna be a rock solid B, would be my guess.
Yeah, for sure. Solid removal spell in white, splashable. Man, I hope fixing exists in this format. Coming off of Dominaria, I just want to splash around, and I hope I'm able to do that.
I think I saw in the Discord that Manalith is in the format. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just a rumor from the Lords
and,
of Limited Discord.
Crucible of Worlds got spoiled at Mythic, so maybe Evolving Wilds is in the set?
Ooh, shenanigans might be had.
Yeah. All right, well, I can't believe that we're about to have to do our M19 Crash Course episode in just a couple weeks. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, absolutely insane. Summer's rolling by, formats are rotating, Magic is continuing to move along as always.
Thank you so much to Wizards of the Coast for giving us this opportunity to preview these cards for free. We really appreciate being included in spoiler season.
Yes, thank you. And hopefully you guys enjoyed these spoilers. We'll catch you next week for our regular full episode.
Catch you later. Bye-bye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.